So we're going to start with an opening prayer. Tonight's opening prayer is an adaptation of a traditional prayer to the Mother Mary. I'll talk about exactly why we are doing work with Mother Mary after we've done the opening prayer. Everything will become clear in just a moment or two. So I'm going to put some lovely music on. I want you to get yourselves nice and comfortable. Close your eyes, take a few deep breaths. And if you want to bring your hands together, level with your heart in a prayer position, that would be great. I'm going to repeat the prayer several times so that you can focus properly on the words and hold in mind those people you know who might be in need of a little help and assistance and blessing this evening. So let me just get the music on. Close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, and here we go. Holy Mary, Mother Divine, help those in need. Give strength to the weak. Comfort to the sorrowful. Pray for the people of the world. Assist those who knowingly and unknowingly serve the source of all light. Intercede for the religions of the world, for the governments of the world, for the hospitals, care homes, and hospices of the world. Mary, may all who seek your help experience your unfailing love and your protection. Ever and always in accordance with the will divine and in the names of love and light, let this be so. Holy Mary, Mother Divine, help those in need. Give strength to the weak. Comfort to the sorrowful. Pray for the people of the world. Assist those who knowingly and unknowingly serve the source of all light. Intercede for the religions of the world, for the governments of the world, for the hospitals, care homes, and hospices of the world. Mary, may all who seek your help experience your unfailing love and your protection. Ever and always in accordance with the will divine and in the names of love and light. Let this then be so. So mote it be. Amen. Take a few breaths then, please. Take a few moments to center and ground. And slowly and gently, when you're ready, open your eyes and return. Now, the reason why our opening prayer was dedicated to the Mother Mary and the reason why our meditation is connected to the Mother Mary is twofold. And the first reason is because 2022, next year, the new year, is patronized by the Lady Ascended Master, Mother Mary. It is a 6 year. When you add 2 + 0 + 2 + 2, you get 6, and 6 is the number of Mother Mary's reign. So Mother Mary is the patroness of 2022, the Lady Ascended Master, who will be guiding us through it and making herself available to us to petition her wisdom and her power and her intercession and her healing. I'm going to show you some very nice pictures of the Mother Mary. There are beautiful pictures of the Mother Mary that you can find very easily online on Google Images. A real array of pictures, some blonde-haired, some red-haired, some that are very familiar. This is a new one to me, this one, which I absolutely adore, with this curly, blonde-haired, sleeping Jesus on her lap. Some very iconic. And then I also found some really nice images of Mary as she's been portrayed in various movies and films. Some images may be a little bit more true to what Mother Mary would have been like in the flesh, as it were. And the second reason why we're working with Mother Mary is because on this night, on Christmas Eve, of course, Mother Mary and Joseph, her husband, were said to be looking for somewhere where to rest on the donkey heading towards Bethlehem and heading towards that faithful manger where eventually the Christ child, the Master Jesus, would be born. And there is, because of this, a ritual which is attached to Christmas Eve. Now, I'm not really sure when I first became aware of this ritual, but it's something that I've practiced on Christmas Eve for a long, long time. And it is a special prayer or invocation of the power of Mother Mary to help those who are lost in the wilderness, those who are looking for shelter, those who are looking for home. So whether we're talking about the homeless, whether we're talking about people who are lost on the spiritual path, people who are lost in their life, whether we're talking about earthbound spirits, people who are seeking the light and who have become trapped here, it's any and all of those people who are lost in the wilderness, the physical wilderness, the proverbial wilderness, the spiritual wilderness. And it's also for those people who are living rough, who are on the streets, who have no home to go to. And the ritual incorporates the lighting of a candle in a windowsill in order for the light to guide those lost towards hope, towards home, towards the spirit world, back towards the spiritual path, towards help and assistance. So we would, on this day, light a candle and place it on the windowsill safely, I hasten to add. We would say a prayer to the Mother Mary, and we would leave the candle burning in the window in order to cast the light out into the spiritual world. And so we're going to do a meditation which echoes that intent. But there is absolutely no reason why tonight you can't do this literally, physically yourself. But I would, of course, just hasten to say, make sure that if you're going to leave a candle burning in your windowsill, it's safe. It's in a tea light, in a safe tea light holder, or, you know, not near any curtains or anything that could be set on fire. It's just, of course, important that we are super careful in regards to all that. So we're going to do the meditation. Inside the meditation will be a small channeling from the Mother Mary as well. So if you want to get yourselves nice and comfortable, I'm going to put some of Andrew's lovely music on. We'll put links to the music, but in the notes, it mentions what music tracks we're using. We're going to use the Magdalene now, which Andrew composed for the Mary Magdalene workshop. That piece of music that we played during the prayer was called Angel's Call. Okay. So take a few slightly deeper breaths. Make sure you're as comfortable as you can be. And close your eyes. Listen to the sound of music. and the sound of my voice. And relax. I want you to imagine a window and a windowsill, upon which rests a candle in a holder, unlit, and a small box of matches. The window looks out upon a darkening sky, clear and cold, the stars of which are just beginning to shine. As you gaze through the window, warm in the comfort of your home, I want you to think of those less fortunate than you. Those who are physically without a home at Christmas time, as well as those who are spiritually lost in the wilderness. I want you to think about the earthbound, traumatized and looking for the light. I want you to think about the frightened, the sad, the grieving, the destitute and poor. I want you to focus your thoughts on them and open your heart. Now, in your mind's eye, take the box of matches and light the candle. And as you do so, I want you to repeat these words after me. Mother Mary, Queen of Heaven, she who was herself once lost in the wilderness, seeking shelter. We call upon your power and your intercession, that through us you might help all those lost in the storm, all those without shelter, all those without home, that through us you might aid those whose spirits wander, restless and dispossessed. That through us you might help all those lost find peace, find light, find truth, find healing, find love. In accordance with the will divine and the higher self of all those in need, let this then be so. So mote it be, amen. Now open the heart and let the light of your love, the shine of your soul, add to the majesty of the power that now flows through you, the healing grace of the Mother Mary, as it beams out into the world through the symbol of the light of this candle flame. And in a moment, my voice will return with a message from the Blessed Mother herself. There is such need in the world, such pain, such anger and fear. Even in this day and age, so ripe and full of solutions, there are problems too many to count that radiate a chilling darkness so thick that one might imagine that its shadow would blot out the light. But the truth is that for every problem, fear and sorrow, there is someone like you. Someone who holds a light in their heart, which is so bright, so dazzling, that it pierces through the blackest darkness and shines a glow so luminous that no shadow truly stands a chance. Suppressing its wonder. You are the savior of the world. You are the salvation of the people. You are the light. You are the way. Each and every one of you. You have only to believe in your power and exercise its grace. You have only to open your heart and dare to be compassionate, to show your loving. You have only to believe in your power to shape and change your world through your actions, through your thoughts, through your prayers. You have only to try, and you will succeed. During times such as these, we close the door and gather ourselves in, close to the light and the warmth. Some of us are surrounded by the throng of family, whilst others are alone. Some may contemplate that they lack, whilst others may be reminded of that they are abundant. Either way, there are many others who are far less fortunate than you. And so, on the eve of Christmas, a special and powerful evening, and magic and delight, we must ride the current of energy and power and use it to help those less fortunate than ourselves. We must reach out with hearts and thoughts and prayers and trust and know that such a power can make a difference to the world. Focus not then on the darkness, on the shadow, but only on the light. Let it surge forwards now from within you and consume everything in its path, restoring the world to rights, calling all those lost in the storm home, back towards the light, back towards the love. You are the saviors of this world. Use this moment and this power and fulfill the divine promise. In accordance with the will of the love divine, let this then be so, ever and always, in love. Amen. Now allow the final remnants of energy to flow through you, to shine out through the candle, letting that power journey where it may. And as the last vestiges of power ebb and flow and fade, give thanks to the Mother Mary for her message and her care. Ask then now that you be wrapped in a bubble of protective light, holding a little of that light deep inside for yourself and also for those that you might encounter in the weeks that lie ahead, who might be in need of its power, grace, and love. See the white light energy weave around you, holding you in a bubble of protection and power. Let your heart chakra begin to return to its normal default setting, along with the other chakras. Take a moment to center yourself back in your body, back in the here and now, and take a good moment to ground yourself, breathing red roots of energy deep and wide into the earth. Protect yourself in your normal way if you feel the need, and in your own time when you are ready, open your eyes and return.